Sports Betting Show. Come out with Pat McAfee, Incorporated, Thunderdome. Ah, hi, I'm Tony Nix.
And baby Tony.
A man right there, that's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded fucking wonder.
Good day, what? Tony.
Good day to you, sire.
Good day to you, sire.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on, Bruce?
Not our best Monday Night Football. Not mine especially.
I don't think we won.
Should have stuck with the under.
Bingo.
You know?
Yeah.
It just feels like we should be doing.
Let's just keep doing that until
it doesn't happen. It's been a long time.
Especially on Monday night.
It hasn't happened. I didn't know about the weather. Do we know about the weather?
I did not know about the weather, and I feel like that's normally my thing, so I will take blame.
I knew, but was told it was going to be clear up by kickoff.
They were wrong.
That's why we didn't hear about the weather, because it was supposed to clear out of there. I'm worried about our sweet boy, Trav.
I mean, that game was over if he doesn't fumble the ball. There's a lot of blame to go around and around and around. Sure. And, you know, they dropped 15 passes. They threw 12 balls to Justin Watson.
Sure.
I get it.
Well, it's really the only option they have.
Should
have
ran the ball with Pacheco, maybe. He was running the ball really well.
He was. That was on me.
Travis Kelce does not fumble that ball. They win that game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that game is over at that moment.
Hell of a punch out.
What do you think, Mitt?
Well, I mean, I had a very sizable fucking bet on the Kansas City Chiefs money line. So, thanks, Taylor Swift, for not going to the fucking game.
Whoa.
I don't want to be on. Yeah. We cut that. I don't want to be on camera.
MVS.
Kind of Taylor Swift.
Travis.
Is happening.
MVS drop. Travis fumble.
Yeah, our queen.
Red zone pick by Mahomes.
Yeah, that was a bad pick.
Which is a bad ball.
Yep.
Where do you.
Sometimes there's heartbreak in the NFL.
When do the 49ers and Eagles play?
NFC Championship?
No, they play this season.
I'm not sure.
Do we have a look ahead line?
I don't. You put me in a spot here.
I can check. I mean, I'm checking. I can check.
Let me look.
I know there's lots of look ahead lines in college, not so much in the end.
I'm not seeing any right now.
All right. Maybe a uni bet, maybe.
Unfortunately, I'm not seeing that right now. What's that?
Nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think you said anything.
Oh, San Francisco, Philadelphia Eagles, found it. San Fran +1.5 at Philadelphia.
Okay.
They play right
now. Makes sense to me.
They play right now. Who you got?
Always the Niners.
Back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know.
Who you got in the AFC?
In the AFC?
Yep.
Right now?
Yeah.
Tell you what, I like my boys.
I do too. They better start fucking running the ball, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. We do it. McDaniel gets pass happy too. Like, there's nothing wrong with pounding the rock and fucking beating teams.
Yeah, I do agree with Orshofsky that it is the Chiefs
that
drop.
Yeah, it's still the Chiefs. Yeah, for sure.
The defense is just so good that it's just like, hey, they're either going to drop the ball.
Really good.
They're either going to drop the ball or they're going to win.
I just picture this Ravens team getting got in like the second round at home by somebody.
Why? Because they always do.
Yeah, like that's just what they've done.
Well, actually, normally the first round, but...
You know what I mean? Like I could see the Browns going in there and beating them.
Ugh, I hope not, because I said some things.
Yeah, if they just wore black, they'll be fine.
Who?
They wear black every home game, or is it sometimes purple?
Sometimes purple.
They should just wear black.
Okay.
I feel like they're undefeated.
Playoffs started today, the Browns will play the Dolphins.
And I would like your chances, because you can score. Browns will do good against teams that don't score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which there are going to be, like, I think they match up well against the Jags, against the Steelers.
I think it's pretty wide open in the AFC, though. Like, I still think the Chiefs, until proven otherwise, the Chiefs are the team to beat.
What happened to PJ Walker?
I'm confused by the situation. I really am.
He's on the Browns, right?
Yeah, but...
Because I was thinking, like, man, I mean, they did score on the Colts. Like, they scored a lot on the
40
Colts.
40 points, yeah.
With P.J. Walker.
Yeah.
P.J. Walker revenge game for the Colts, though.
You're right. Good call, Mitt. Some NFL news today. Matt Canada has been fired. I don't know if it changes the line at all.
Shouldn't.
No. But it is news. Darius Leonard cut. I don't think that doesn't change the line at all.
Are we getting... the kiss and titties announcement tomorrow?
For what?
New starting quarterback?
It wouldn't be him.
Okay. I like Mitch. I always have, always will.
You could have him.
Well, I can. I got Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a good situation.
Yeah.
Just breathe Tommy it
cook.
In.
Yeah.
Today we have no NHL, but we do have Maction.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's our last Maction, boys.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Well, there's the MAC championship.
Well, yeah, there's MAC championships. We're at Ford Field.
There's all the MACs that earned their bowl tickets. And then when the MAC's bowling, it's still MACtion.
You're right.
Do you want to know why there's no hockey tonight?
No. Well, I mean, I do want to know, but go ahead.
The NHL only had 3 buildings available for games on Tuesday. Arizona, Vancouver, and Calgary. But because of the holiday week in the U.S., more American teams have requested home dates, taking the Canucks and Flames out of the equation.
I respect it.
Yep.
Shout out Thanksgiving.
Yep.
Respect Thanksgiving.
So they're like just concerts all over town everywhere?
Yeah, and everyone's requesting home games because, you know, Thanksgiving. Respect it.
12 games on Wednesday, no games on Thursday.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we got a little starter. What's a Thanksgiving?
An appetizer?
Yeah. What's an appetizer?
Like Little Santa?
Yeah, like Little Santa.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Penguinos are taking on the Racks.
Oh, good to know.
I'm excited.
A little Metropolitan, the battle. But we do have NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Action. College basketball.
There's not a lot of games.
Huh?
Bruce said he forgot about the NBA. There's not a lot of games.
No, yeah, I heard the... Oh, that's tough. Probably going to be a quicker hammer down today. And then tomorrow we have Picks Wednesday. Special edition Picks Wednesday. Okay? So let's start in the Maction tonight. What say you? I say that there's 2 games. And I say it's Bowling Green at Western Michigan and Eastern Michigan at Buffalo.
What?
What do you have to say?
Which one? This is completely off topic.
Hate us.
What just happened? Why does the NFL use flexing games as the dumbest fucking thing in the world?
Did they flex?
What did they just flex?
The Broncos Texans in week 13 is moving from 4:05 to 1, and Panthers and Bucks is moving from 1 till 4.
I don't know. Because normally you would want the better game at 4. That's not the case here, though.
What?
Maybe there's a bigger issue out there.
I mean, Niners-Eagles is at 4 that day.
Maybe that's why.
It's okay to have two good
little standalone.
It's okay to have 2 good games in the
football. They want to have that standalone.
Yeah, they want that one big number.
Yeah, they do. Bowling Green, Western Michigan. Bowling Green, 2.5-point favorites. If we go back just a week, they had it.
They're going bowling.
They had it in the bag. Yeah, they are. 6-5. Oh, by the way, I forgot I sent in that. Someone who did that sheet yesterday. Who do we have to thank?
What sheet?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Someone on the internet. Is it Tim Murray?
Tim Murray.
Who works for VSIN. Good channel. Put together all of the teams that need to win to go bowling. And I'm looking at the sheet now. I didn't even put this into my handicapping tonight, but it makes me happy. Okay? Because one of my picks... I'm happy about this tonight. Bowling Green already going bowling. Western Michigan cannot go bowling. Bowling Green a week ago had it in the bag against Toledo until Toledo came back and did what Toledo does. But I just believe that Bowling Green is the better team here. There's no bowl implications on this one, but I will lay the -2.5 on the road with Bowling Green tonight.
Yeah, I'll just go money line.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep, I'm on Bowling Green money line as well.
Oh, it's -135. Don't be an idiot, Tony. I will also go money line.
Yeah.
Yep, we are team riding the money line.
Ooh.
All right.
Team ride beat team money line.
Team ride. Oh, Bowling Green.
And then the other one at 7:30, Eastern Michigan at Buffalo does have bowl implications.
Who's alive?
Eastern Michigan is currently 5-6. They get a win. They go to 6-6. They are bowl eligible. Buffalo is 3-8. Eastern Michigan's the dog plus the 5.
How is this the line?
Yeah, what is this?
How is this the line? Do we have somebody out?
That's. I was wondering, is the quarterback out?
I'm not overthinking it. Give me Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, me too. But what are we doing? Buffalo's
tough barn.
Buffalo's laid 3 eggs in a row. They're like freaking rooster. Yeah, but
Buffalo is a tough barn before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I don't give a shit. Eastern Michigan plus the 5.
That crowd is going to be raucous tonight.
Let me think that I'm smarter than the book on a Tuesday night betting Maction. Let's go. Eastern Michigan plus 5.5.
Checking. I don't believe there is an injury.
Yeah, they just stunk at the beginning of the year and have been playing better of late.
Who's that, Eastern?
Yeah.
Or Buffalo?
Eastern. Buffalo's been sucking.
I mean, Eastern kind of stinks, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it, but they're bowling.
But they just get a double OT win against Akron. They're potentially bowling. Yeah, give me Eastern plus the five.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement on everything. We're team riding everything tonight.
Oh, yeah. Some dogs.
What could go wrong?
Nothing. That's what. What
could go wrong?
Fucking Tuesday before Thanksgiving, everything's going our way.
Bingo.
There we go.
You guys getting locked out tomorrow or what?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Quick as fuck yeah of all time. Are you going home?
I am, yeah.
Connecticut home or New York home?
Connecticut. Connecticut home. It's actually my 10-year high school reunion.
Are you going?
Probably not. Maybe to like the very end.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow night.
Don't go, Bruce.
You should go.
Do not go.
I went to mine.
It's one of those things. It's 8 to 10, and I'll see you there at 10:40.
I went to mine. It was great, though.
Of course.
But they also held it at a bar that we went out to every weekend anyway.
Yeah. So. I respect my high school doing it the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's great.
That's the time to do it.
Yeah, it is the time.
I haven't been to Broad Ripples quite a scene the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I don't know if I'd do that one.
Yeah,
I've heard
some rumblings about
Broad Ripples. Last year, maybe, buddy. But this year hasn't been the year.
All right, this is not the show for that.
I've missed some things since I've been going.
All right, NBA tonight. Let's scroll through here.
I just got one.
Okay, what do you got?
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a Moneyline parlay.
Ooh.
Yeah, the four team did not hit last night.
No.
Celtics let us down heartbreaking fashion in overtime. I'm going to take it down again. Give me Lakers, Suns, Sixers, Moneyline parlay. Who says no, not me.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to meet you right there, but I have a little bit of a change up. I'm taking the Lakers money line, the 76ers money line, and then I'm taking Indiana plus the four. I think Indiana wins this game outright in Atlanta.
Okay.
May I say it? The wrong team here. Maybe.
Mark me down.
I do like on ESPN Bet here that it has their record underneath the team and what their ranking is in their division.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, in the NBA, it kind of doesn't
matter. It's a little thing. It's a little thing, sports books. It's a little thing.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
And then, I'm also taking Indiana outright dog.
Okay.
Outright dog.
How do we feel about college basketball? There's been a lot of good games going on.
There's a very big one tonight.
I wasted valuable time of my life watching Fordham basketball last
time. Tough loss, no cover either. Lost by 7.
Yeah, I bought it up 6.5 to 7. I bought it up and I just sweated a push for what felt like 2 hours. It was terrible.
Okay. What do you like tonight, Cubby?
Game of the night.
Okay.
Marquette catching 4.5 against what some say is the best team in the nation, Kansas.
Wow. You're taking Marquette.
You put me down for Marquette. Thank you very much. I also like Purdue moneyline versus Tennessee in a big matchup tonight.
Okay.
Edie
getting the boys going.
Yep. And then we'll get back to the schools that we know and love.
Yeah.
Drake.
The UCs.
Yeah. Drake moneyline versus Akron.
Yeah.
Illinois State moneyline at High Point.
Yep.
UNLV moneyline versus Richmond.
Go Rebs.
Ball State moneyline versus USC Upstate.
Yeah. Chirp.
Hofstra moneyline versus Wright State.
Yep.
Stephen F. Austin moneyline versus Utah State.
What?
Valpo moneyline versus Western Illinois. And I like Toledo catching 3.5 versus New Mexico.
Okay.
You ever get eyes on those ones?
Oh, yeah.
Which ones?
All those.
Yeah, it does. When you bet on these games and you find, you know, a stream or ESPN Plus, and you see that gym, it does make,
like when you get the local GCU Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it does make you think.
When you have to go to the Grand Canyon Athletics website.
Maybe this is,
ESPN Plus carries a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe this isn't a game I should be betting. And then maybe this is where I belong. This is where I'll find my. Yeah.
What I was getting at is just I noted Fordham supporter. I watch their games and they're so bad at basketball.
Well, come on.
Just Fordham's in
not
general, and
they're not there.
I'm really just talking about, like, this is the A-10. You know, this is like the creme de la creme of college b-ball and
of G-5. Yeah,
they all kind of stink early in the year. Whoa. Like just bad basketball overall.
Still A-10 is the creme de la creme of the G-5.
Still learning the game.
What, is like Dayton not balling out?
No. Not since COVID.
Dayton hasn't been good since Obi Toppin.
Richmond? Left. Spiders?
Richmond Spiders probably playing some ball. A10's at its best when VCU has got
Richmond Spiders did players. Have their time in the sun. They have not looked great this year thus far. Oh, no. 2-2.
No conference games have been played, but if you were just going off record, in the A10,
Duquesne,
GW's up there 4-0.
George Washington,
Sal's 4-0.
Yeah, George Washington,
Sal,
ball.
Dukes are 4-1. George Mason's 4-1. Those are your guys up top.
Where's Fordham
right now? I mean, the non conference.
Fordham is at the very bottom, 2-3.
Gee. Yeah, yeah.
Tough start.
Yep, can't be losing bye games against fucking Princeton.
No, you can't.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow for Picks Wednesday.
Wait. You guys have many picks for the college football slate? It's
I'll let you know tomorrow.
I got one.
I'm usually like a double.
I know what I'm picking on that one too.
Which one?
That's pretty easy for me.
Which one?
I'm gonna alt under that under really? 31.
Which one? Ohio State?
Yeah.
The one, son.
The game.
All right.
It is. I mean,
I only have 7 picks.
All right. Well, we'll hear it tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't want to be alone if ever, you know.
No. I have some. This is rivalry weekend. We'll get in there.
Yeah, I have one pick. Literally,
the Gators
live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's a backup?
Yeah. Because their offense is good.
6.5.
They just can't stop us.
If I know anything, Billy Napier loves Thanksgiving.
Oh, so much.
And he loves playing against Florida State.
Guy loves putting Raging Cajun sauce on all of his turkeys.
Yep.
Didn't 15 break his fucking collarbone?
Who?
15, the quarterback.
Graham Mertz?
His name.
Graham Mertz did get hurt last
year. Yeah, I think he broke his collarbone.
The guy that came in did lead them back to lose at the end to Missouri.
Man, that's
bad. Billy Napier shares positive update on Graham Mertz's injury.
They trotting him out?
Dude, he played another play with a broken fucking collarbone.
Is it broken?
Pretty sure.
Fine?
No. They just don't think he's going to need surgery, but I'm pretty sure he's out.
Gonzaga is kicking the shit.
I don't know how much. Okay.
I saw some rumblings, and I know Ty's in here, that
yikes.
Kirk Ferentz might get coach of the year.
He should.
I agree.
He should.
I mean, you think about it. Their starting quarterback goes down, transfer, stud.
Yeah, what happened there? He was supposed to be really good.
McNamara?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Cade? That's...
Yeah, but he wasn't.
He got hurt in the.
Cade is the founding father of crime.
He got hurt in the spring game or whatever, and then just never.
Oh, he was banged up to start the year.
What? I mean, he was running down the field, awkward tackle towards ACL.
No. I'm saying
he was banged up to start the year.
Hit a hamstring or whatever.
Yep. True.
And just never came together.
Towards ACL.
Yeah. I'm sure I will get the quarterback they've been yearning for next year.
Man, why don't you send us out of here?
Oh, let me find it. I had one yesterday. It was actually kind of funny.
Well, tomorrow, you know what you need to have?
Well,
let's think about what Thursday is, okay? And then I'll give you 24 hours to think of what your quote should be tomorrow.
That's good
stuff. Yeah, something from Theodore Roosevelt.
Sure.
Yep.
How about today?
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah!